Thanks, Lara, very much. What are you laughing at? I'm Captain Book. I talk about these things. So Lara gave us a Bible reading, things that Jesus said. Don't worry. Don't worry what you will eat or what you will wear. Think about the birds, like the ravens, a big black bird. God feeds them, and you are all more valuable than they are. Or think about this question, said Jesus. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? It's obvious, no one. Or think about the lilies. They grow, and God clothes them. So do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Don't worry about it, because there are more important things than those. Do seek God's kingdom. And what the children have been learning is that if you seek God's kingdom, you seek God through Jesus, and see how you can submit to what God says and accept his love, then he becomes your heavenly Father and your King, and you will be changed. And one difference this will make is that you don't worry about what you will eat or wear, because you trust God to provide those things. And also you know there is more to life than food and clothes. You will even be able to give to the poor without worrying. The children have been learning how to know God as a loving Father through Jesus. But it's the same for grown-ups. May we all learn to seek God's kingdom, God's rule in our lives, for ourselves. No one else can do it. It may well take time and effort, but knowing God the Father and Jesus Christ lasts beyond time. It is worth that time and effort. I know some people, if they're not used to going to church, they find Christianity a bit puzzling. And you wonder, can I really get to the bottom of it? What's it all about that makes these people tick? Well, if you can, with God's help, it may take time and effort, but it is worth it.